May 29, 2000, time 11:30 a.m. Danny Tao interviewing Helen at her house. Address is 6326 Northeast Portland. The topic is how Cold War had impacted her life. Can you tell me the general outline of your life leading up to the 1950s? Like, where were you born and where you lived?
I was born in Albany, Oregon, but I've lived in Portland, Oregon since 1943.
Where did you go to school during the 50s?
I was going to school. I was actually working.
What did you do?
I was teaching.
Teacher.
Yeah.
Wow. In general, what was Portland community like in the early 50s?
Well, there were fewer people. It was, of course, they were just recovering, well, not recovering, I should say, because that happened sometime before. But they were recovering from, you know, wars or going out and trying to help people in different countries. And it was generally rather quiet.
What was one event that stand out in your mind about the early 50s?
No, things were just getting more settled.
From the Depression?
Yes, I suppose, but I never thought about the Depression actually ended more or less, you know, when World War II started.
Mm-hmm. What was your attitude toward the government in those days? Do you trust them?
More than you do now.
You don't trust the government?
Yes, I trust them, but they're always getting in squabbles and don't seem to find the answers to what they're working on.
Do you think most people share that view?
I think so.
Were there any positive aspect to the Cold War?
Well, at least things became somewhat better.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't turn out to be as bad as maybe they thought. You know, they were like Russia and the United States were pointing their arms at each other, and yet it turned out better in some ways.
What did communism mean to you in those days?
I don't suppose I was that much affected.
Did you share the view that known communists should be arrested or deported?
That they should be deported?
Or arrested.
I suppose everyone has a right to their views. But if they were definitely communists and were, you know, from another country, they probably should be sent back.
Were you aware of the Senator Joseph McCarthy and what we now call the Red Scare?
As I said, I've sort of forgotten it. I mean, I realized at the time what was going on,
mm-hmm.
but now that it's settled down, I don't think about it anymore.
Okay, did you fear a nuclear attack or a nuclear war might really happen?
Yes, one really worried about it, but then we weren't that close, and I suppose we didn't feel the impact like you do, like if someone were near.
So you didn't think that Portland area was a strategic target?
No. I know that they claimed later that some things came close, but I don't think most people were that aware of it.
Were you aware or afraid of the effect of the radiation?
No.
Were you aware of any civilian defense effort in Portland?
No.
So there weren't any bomb drills?
No.
for observation tower at high school, looking for communism?
Not that I was aware.
What about, do you have like a bomb shelter built at your house?
No.
No? What about plane road for evacuation?
They talked about it, probably some. They did all kinds of little preliminary things, but I don't think anything very substantial ever happened.
What did people do for entertainment in the early 50s?
Well, similar to what they do now.
Okay.
We didn't have the impact from the television that we have now.
What did you do to hang out with your friends?
Went certain places, either to visit or for entertainment.
What media did you rely on for information in the early 50s?
More of the newspaper, radio, and some television.
Is there anything else that you want to tell me about what I haven't asked?
Can't think of anything. I just realized how long ago that seemed.